Silence is a powerful tool to transform your life. One of the most influential voices advocating for the benefits of tranquility and contemplation is Marcus Aurelius, a famed Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher. His timeless teachings highlight the transformative power of staying silent and fostering inner peace. In this video, we will delve into the teachings of Marcus Aurelius about being silent can change your life. Lesson 1. Practice active listening. When we practice active listening, we show respect and consideration for the person speaking. It involves giving the speaker our full focus, putting aside our own thoughts and distractions to fully engage with what they are saying. This act of genuine attentiveness allows us to grasp the meaning behind their words and connect with them on a deeper level. Our body language, facial expressions, and gestures can convey our interest and attentiveness to the speaker. Maintaining eye contact, nodding in agreement, and mirroring the speaker's expressions can signal our involvement in the conversation. By being present in the moment and demonstrating through nonverbal cues that we are actively listening, we create a supportive and open environment for meaningful dialogue. Another important element of active listening is reflecting back what we have heard. This involves paraphrasing or summarizing the speaker's words to demonstrate that we have understood their message. By repeating key points or feelings expressed by the speaker, we validate their thoughts and show that we are engaged in the conversation. This reflection also allows for clarification and ensures that both parties are on the same page. Empathy plays a significant role in active listening. When we empathize with the speaker, we try to understand their perspective and emotions from their point of view. This involves putting ourselves in their shoes, acknowledging their feelings, and showing compassion for their experiences. By being empathetic listeners, we create a sense of trust and connection with the speaker, fostering a supportive and nurturing relationship. Active listening goes beyond just hearing words. It involves understanding the underlying emotions and intentions behind the communication. By tuning into the speaker's tone of voice, body language, and emotional cues, we can decipher the true meaning of their message. This depth of understanding allows us to respond appropriately and constructively, leading to more effective communication and problem-solving. When we embrace the art of active listening, we open ourselves up to new ideas, perspectives, and insights that can enrich our personal and professional lives. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that true wisdom lies in the ability to listen attentively and learn from others. By practicing active listening, we not only enhance our own understanding, but also validate the thoughts and feelings of those around us. In a world where communication is often hurried and superficial, the power of active listening stands out as a beacon of authenticity and empathy. As we strive to embody the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and embrace the practice of active listening, we embark on a journey of self-discovery and connection with others. Through the simple act of staying silent and listening with intent, we pave the way for meaningful conversations, deep relationships, and profound insights that can truly change our lives for the better. Lesson 2. Avoid unnecessary arguments. Arguments are a part of human interaction, but not all arguments are worth engaging in. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of avoiding unnecessary arguments. This lesson is timeless and valuable in today's world filled with various forms of conflicts and disagreements. The act of avoiding unnecessary arguments does not imply passivity or weakness. Instead, it reflects a strength of character and wisdom. When we choose to stay silent in the face of provocations or conflicts that do not serve a meaningful purpose, we demonstrate self-control and emotional intelligence. By refraining from getting entangled in trivial disputes, we save our mental and emotional energy for more significant challenges and opportunities. Not every disagreement or difference of opinion requires a full-blown debate or argument. Often, arguments arise due to misunderstandings, egos, or a desire to prove oneself right. However, Marcus Aurelius teaches us that true wisdom lies in letting go of the need to always be right and accepting that disagreements are a natural part of life. By choosing to avoid unnecessary arguments, we not only prevent unnecessary stress and tension, but also create an environment of harmony and respect. Imagine a scenario where instead of engaging in a heated argument over a trivial matter, you choose to remain silent and diffuse the situation. This act of restraint can de-escalate the conflict, promote understanding, and strengthen relationships. Avoiding unnecessary arguments helps us prioritize our mental well-being. Constantly engaging in conflicts can be emotionally draining and detrimental to our overall health. By stepping back from arguments that do not contribute positively to our lives, we protect our peace of mind and inner tranquility. Marcus Aurelius believed that true happiness comes from maintaining inner harmony and avoiding unnecessary external disruptions. When we choose to listen attentively rather than react impulsively, we create space for learning and growth. By considering different perspectives and being willing to entertain alternative viewpoints, we demonstrate a willingness to evolve and adapt. This approach fosters a culture of mutual respect and cooperation, essential for building meaningful relationships and a harmonious society. It is essential to understand that avoiding unnecessary arguments does not mean suppressing our thoughts or feelings. It is about choosing when and how to express ourselves effectively and constructively. By practicing active listening, empathy, and mindfulness, we can engage in conversations with grace and maturity, even in the face of disagreement. By staying silent and exercising restraint in the face of discord, we can cultivate peace within ourselves and promote harmony in our interactions with others. This lesson reminds us of the power of self-control, humility, and emotional intelligence in navigating the complexities of human relationships. Embracing this wisdom can transform how we engage with the world and lead to a more fulfilling and enriching life. Lesson 3. Cultivate patience. Patience is a virtue that Marcus Aurelius held in high regard. By practicing patience and refraining from reacting hastily to challenging situations, we can approach life with a sense of calm and composure. Cultivating patience allows us to navigate obstacles with grace and resilience, leading to greater personal growth and self-mastery. Patience is like a secret superpower that each one of us can access. It's the ability to stay calm and composed when faced with difficult situations, setbacks, or delays. Cultivating patience requires practice and intention, but the rewards are boundless. When we learn to be patient, we can truly transform our lives in profound ways. Practicing patience can have a significant impact on our mental and emotional well-being. When we are patient, we are less likely to feel overwhelmed or anxious in the face of challenges. We learn to accept that not everything can be controlled or rushed, and develop a sense of peace and understanding about the natural flow of things. Patience also fosters better relationships with others. By being patient, we show understanding and empathy towards others' perspectives and actions. This can prevent misunderstandings and conflicts, leading to more harmonious interactions and stronger connections with those around us. When we approach relationships with patience, we foster trust, respect, and goodwill, creating a positive environment for growth and collaboration. When we are patient, we build the strength to endure difficult times and setbacks without losing hope or giving up. Patience helps us stay focused on our goals and continue moving forward, even when progress seems slow or obstacles arise. It is the fuel that sustains our determination and commitment in the face of adversity. Patience opens up new possibilities for growth, learning, and self-discovery that may have been overlooked in our rush to reach the next goal or milestone. As Marcus Aurelius wisely noted, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Cultivating patience is about realizing that true power lies in how we choose to respond to life's challenges and uncertainties. It is about embracing the present moment with grace and resilience, knowing that it is through patience that we can truly transform our lives for the better. By practicing patience, we learn to respond to challenges with calmness, understanding, and resilience. We foster better relationships, build mental and emotional strength, and create opportunities for growth and self-mastery. Patience is not just a virtue. It is a superpower that can change our lives in ways we never thought possible. Lesson 4. Avoid gossip. Gossip is a destructive force that can breed negativity and mistrust among individuals. Marcus Aurelius taught the importance of refraining from gossip and focusing on uplifting and meaningful conversations instead. By staying silent when tempted to engage in gossip, we can promote harmony and cultivate a positive environment around us. Gossip is like a wildfire that spreads quickly, consuming relationships and trust in its path. It involves discussing someone else's personal life, often without their knowledge or consent. It can be tempting to participate in gossip, as it may temporarily make us feel connected or powerful. However, the long-term consequences of gossip can be damaging, both to the person being talked about and to the relationships of those spreading rumors. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of avoiding gossip in his teachings. He believed that engaging in gossip not only reflects poorly on the gossiper, but also contributes to a culture of negativity and mistrust. Aurelius understood that gossip thrives on sensationalism and exaggeration, often distorting the truth and causing conflict between individuals. When we engage in gossip, we are indirectly harming ourselves by fostering an atmosphere of discord and dishonesty. Gossip can create a toxic environment where relationships are built on shaky foundations, leading to misunderstandings and resentment. By choosing to avoid gossip, we demonstrate integrity and respect for others, fostering deeper connections based on trust and authenticity. Avoiding gossip requires self-awareness and mindfulness of our words and actions. It involves consciously steering conversations away from negative or harmful topics and redirecting them towards more positive and constructive dialogue. Instead of spreading rumors or discussing others behind their backs, we can choose to focus on topics that uplift and inspire those around us. When we refrain from participating in negative conversations, we uphold our values and demonstrate strength of character. This can earn us the trust and respect of others, as they see us as individuals who prioritize honesty and kindness in our interactions. Avoiding gossip can have a ripple effect on those around us, influencing them to follow our example and engage in more positive communication. By setting a precedent of integrity and empathy, we can create a culture of mutual respect and understanding within our social circles and communities. In a world where gossip is often sensationalized and glorified, choosing to stay silent when faced with rumors or hearsay can be a powerful act of courage. It requires us to resist the temptation to participate in idle chatter and instead focus on meaningful and uplifting conversations. By nurturing a habit of avoiding gossip, we not only protect our own integrity, but also contribute to building a more harmonious and compassionate society. Ultimately, the decision to avoid gossip is a personal choice that reflects our values and priorities. It is a conscientious effort to promote positivity and understanding in our interactions with others. By embracing this principle, we can cultivate deeper connections, foster trust and respect, and create a more enriching and fulfilling life for ourselves and those around us. By staying silent when tempted to engage in gossip, we not only protect ourselves from the harms of negativity and mistrust, but also contribute to a culture of kindness and authenticity. Let us heed this wisdom and choose to uplift and inspire others through our words and actions, creating a world where gossip has no place and where harmony and understanding reign supreme. Lesson 5. Promote emotional stability. Emotional stability is essential for maintaining a balanced and fulfilling life. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of staying silent when overwhelmed by emotions, allowing time for reflection and introspection. By practicing emotional stability, we can respond to challenges with clarity and rationality, rather than being driven by impulsive reactions. Emotional stability involves being in control of our emotions rather than letting them control us. It is about maintaining a sense of calm and balance amidst life's ups and downs. When we are emotionally stable, we are better equipped to handle stress, make rational decisions, and maintain healthy relationships. Marcus Aurelius believed in the power of silence as a tool for self-control and reflection. When we are caught up in the heat of the moment, our emotions can cloud our judgment and lead us to act impulsively. Taking a moment of silence allows us to step back, observe our emotions, and respond thoughtfully rather than reactively. Taking the time to be silent and reflect may seem challenging, However, by incorporating moments of silence into our daily routine, we can cultivate emotional stability and resilience. Whether it's through mindfulness practices, meditation, or simply finding a quiet space for introspection, the act of staying silent can have a profound impact on our emotional well-being. When we give ourselves the space to be silent, we create an opportunity for self-awareness and self-discovery. We can gain insight into our triggers, patterns of behavior, and underlying beliefs that shape our emotional responses. By understanding ourselves better, we become better equipped to navigate life's challenges with grace and composure. Promoting emotional stability also involves developing healthy coping mechanisms for managing stress and negative emotions. Instead of suppressing or repressing our feelings, it is important to acknowledge them and find constructive ways to address them. This may involve talking to a trusted friend or therapist, engaging in physical activity, practicing relaxation techniques, or engaging in creative outlets such as art or music. Learning to promote emotional stability is a journey that requires time, effort, and practice. It is not about suppressing emotions or pretending that everything is fine, but rather about developing the resilience and inner strength to navigate life's challenges with courage and wisdom. By staying silent, reflecting on our emotions, and cultivating healthy coping mechanisms, we can enhance our emotional well-being and lead a more fulfilling life. By learning to stay silent, reflect on our emotions, and cultivate healthy coping mechanisms, we can build resilience, strengthen our relationships, and lead a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, it's okay to feel your emotions, but it's important to respond to them in a way that promotes growth and self-awareness. As Marcus Aurelius wisely observed, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. Lesson 6. Respect others. Respect for others is an essential aspect of our interactions with people in our daily lives. It is about recognizing the value and worth of every individual, irrespective of their background, beliefs, or opinions. When we practice respect towards others, we create an environment of positivity, understanding, and empathy. It is a fundamental virtue that not only enriches our relationships, but also elevates our own character. When we listen with an open mind and without interruptions, we show that we value the thoughts and feelings of the other person. This act of active listening allows us to understand their perspective better, even if we may not completely agree with it. By engaging in thoughtful conversations and discussions, we can learn from one another, broaden our horizons, and foster a culture of respect and openness. Respecting others also involves acknowledging diversity and differences. Each person is unique, with their own experiences, beliefs, and points of view. When we respect others, we embrace this diversity and recognize the richness it brings to our lives. Instead of judging or dismissing someone because they think differently, we strive to appreciate their individuality and the insights they can offer. This acceptance of diversity creates a supportive and inclusive environment where everyone feels valued and respected. We can express our thoughts and ideas without diminishing or disrespecting those of others. By allowing space for diverse opinions and perspectives, we encourage healthy discussions and exchanges that can lead to mutual understanding and growth. It is essential to remember that everyone has the right to their own thoughts and feelings, and by respecting this autonomy, we demonstrate our regard for their individuality. Respecting others also involves showing kindness, empathy, and compassion towards them. Small acts of kindness, such as offering a listening ear, a helping hand, or a word of encouragement, can make a significant difference in someone's day. By showing empathy and understanding, we build connections based on mutual care and concern. This empathy allows us to see things from the other person's point of view, fostering greater understanding and rapport in our relationships. Furthermore, respecting others extends to treating everyone with dignity and courtesy. Regardless of a person's background, status, or beliefs, they deserve to be treated with respect and consideration. Simple gestures, such as saying please and thank you, holding the door for someone, or offering a smile, can go a long way in demonstrating respect and creating a positive atmosphere. These small acts of courtesy reflect our values and principles, contributing to a culture of respect and civility in our interactions. Respecting someone's personal space, privacy, and autonomy is crucial in maintaining healthy and respectful relationships. It is essential to communicate openly, listen attentively, and honor the boundaries set by others. By respecting their choices and decisions, we show that we value their autonomy and agency, creating an environment of trust and respect. When we practice respect towards others, we cultivate a culture of understanding, acceptance, and mutual regard. By embracing this virtue, we not only enrich our connections with others, but also foster a more harmonious and compassionate society as a whole. Lesson 7. Enhance communication. Communication is more than just speaking. It involves listening, understanding, and responding. Enhancing communication skills can lead to better relationships, increased productivity, and improved overall well-being. In our fast-paced world where communication is often rushed and overlooked, it's essential to take a step back and focus on meaningful interactions. Active listening means being fully present and attentive when someone is speaking. It involves not only hearing the words but also understanding the emotions, intentions, and underlying messages behind them. When we practice active listening, we show respect and empathy towards the speaker, creating a conducive environment for open and honest communication. Additionally, effective communication requires thoughtful consideration before responding. Instead of reacting impulsively, take a moment to reflect on what was said and how best to articulate your thoughts. This pause allows for a more thoughtful and constructive response, leading to more meaningful conversations and reducing the chances of misunderstandings. Enhancing communication involves being aware of nonverbal cues and body language. Sometimes, what is left unsaid can convey more than words. Pay attention to facial expressions, gestures, and tone of voice to glean deeper insights into what the other person is communicating. By being attuned to these nonverbal signals, we can better understand the message being conveyed and respond appropriately. Empathy involves putting yourself in the other person's shoes and understanding their perspective, emotions, and experiences. By showing empathy towards others, we can build trust, strengthen relationships, and create a supportive and inclusive environment for communication to thrive. Avoid using jargon or overly complex language that may confuse or alienate your audience. Instead, strive to express your thoughts in a simple, straightforward manner that can be easily understood by everyone. Clarity in communication helps prevent misunderstandings and ensures that your message is effectively conveyed. Whether through emails, texts, or messages, written communication plays a significant role in how we interact with others. Pay attention to tone, grammar, and structure when writing to ensure that your message is clear, professional, and respectful. Enhancing communication involves being open to feedback and willing to learn from others. Constructive feedback can help us identify areas for improvement and grow both personally and professionally. By being receptive to feedback, we demonstrate a growth mindset and a commitment to continuous learning and self-improvement. By actively listening, considering your responses thoughtfully, being aware of nonverbal cues, practicing empathy, communicating clearly and concisely, improving written communication skills, and being open to feedback, you can become a more effective communicator. Remember, communication is a two-way street that requires both speaking and listening. By enhancing your communication skills, you can build stronger relationships, foster collaboration, and elevate your overall communication experience. By embracing these lessons and incorporating them into our daily lives, we can navigate challenges with grace, build stronger relationships, and achieve personal growth. Embracing silence as a tool for reflection and mindfulness can lead to profound changes in our lives, guiding us towards a path of greater understanding, harmony, and fulfillment.